wrapping up the scores. Hey, week 7 was as good as it gets. Starting off with the biggest upset. The St. Louis Rams didn't give a damn about Seattle's championship. No, not even a little bit. The Seahawks got whipped. Get it? 28-26, St. Louis did it. Rams fans knew this, confident to do this, with a fake punt that left Seattle looking foolish. You cannot predict the NFL. The Rams beat the Seahawks because football is funky as hell. Cowboys won again. Look, Cowboys, Giants, NFC rivals. Both teams hungry for a Super Bowl title. But Dallas dominated 31-21. Dez and DeMarco outplayed everyone. But Giants got the party gifts to take home. They all got underwear and bottles of cologne. The Titans lost to Washington in D.C. with Cousins on the bench next to RG3. Miami beat Chicago. The Bears keep failing. In the locker room, they fought like a party at the Palins. The Colts beat the 27 zip, dang. The Bengals look worse than Beyonce's bangs. I hope Marvin Lewis's house ain't for sale. You never know, cause football is funky as hell. Football. It's getting funky, it's getting funky. It's getting funky, it's getting funky. It's getting funky, it's getting funky. Peyton Manning is the best of all time. Sunday night football, San Francisco, traveling a mile high to take on the Broncos. History was made for touchdowns thrown. Peyton Manning, like Charlie Crist, stands alone. And while making history, Denver got the victory. Peyton Manning rose to San Francisco like rotisserie. Are they America's team? Oh well, I'll let you decide, cause football is funky as hell. It's getting funky, it's getting funky. It's getting funky, it's getting funky. It's getting funky, it's getting funky.
We're gonna discuss the GA
morning show. Check it.
Hit it.